Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey there, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I discuss how to get over your first deal jitters. We've all been there, and our job at Land Academy is to help our members get past the little roadblocks that could potentially delay financial success. Hi, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. It's early in the morning. How are you, really?
Oh, really? No, just kidding. Hey. No, I'm great. I had my couple cups of coffee. I'm officially, I can honestly say, I am a caffeine addict. Seriously. You know you're when you're at that point where if I stop having coffee, it's going to be not a good morning. You know, and so I already know it. I have to have a couple cups of coffee.
I just wrote that down as a title for a new show, Caffeine Addict.
Jill's a caffeine addict. So, yes.
So, I know what my first deal jitters were way back when. But what were yours? I'd love to hear what yours are in the name of trying to, you know, hit the ground running before you start, so to speak.
Okay. Well, I think it's different for people. It might be the first transaction. It might be buying it. It might even be answering the telephone, because I've even heard that from some of our members. Just, you know, remember when we were first getting rolling and we put the ebook out before we had the program, people were testing the ebook theory and they were commenting with us like, oh my gosh, this works. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell these people.
So I'm going to interrupt you just a second and explain to everybody what's in our ebook. Right in the beginning of the ebook, I ask everyone to go through a free and simple quick exercise where you post kind of a want ad on the local area Craigslist that says, hey, we have cash for unwanted vacant rural property. We're not willing to pay a ton of money. We're willing to pay a very small amount of money. But if you just want to get rid of it, contact us here. And it's a little exercise that's free and quick and with a tremendous amount of success, by the way. So
yes.
Go ahead.
So that's what was so great. People were, you know, it was funny. You know, I still get those now and then. People that are new and have just found us are like, uh-oh, it works. Now what do I do? You know, kind of thing, which those emails crack me up. I'm like, yeah, it does work. You'd be surprised how many people want to unload some land. But anyway, some of the jitters people were having was, I don't know what to say to these people. How do I handle this transaction? What do I do when they call back? What do I ask them? What do I want to know about the property? And that's stuff that we all teach now in the big formal way, you know, in our whole Land Academy cash flow from land program. But you can have jitters just answering the phone,
yeah.
You know, and and so I know our show today is how to get past those jitters. And my best advice is, well, A, if you can listen to somebody that you know, gives you a little bit of an insight or have a little bit of an edge.
Find a mentor.
Right.
Which is us.
We also do. So,
which is this podcast, sort of.
Part of the podcast. This is true.
And success plan.
You know, then that's all we're doing on this podcast is thinking of 8 more podcasts. Because one of the things I think that would be really beneficial, we should down the road, maybe I should do – in our program, we have some phone calls from me talking to these people. So you really can hear that. And that might be a really good thing that we could do on the podcast too, is
right.
Share one of my phone calls. So you kind of know how it goes. Some people call me up and say, hey, I want to sell you my land. You need to know what to ask them. What's important.
Just for pure entertainment value, those calls are really interesting.
They are. Gosh, it's
everybody's coming from a slightly different direction when they're ready to sort of sell your land that's mm-hmm. undervalued way. And it's really interesting to hear how you're great at this and I'm not so good at it. How you just kind of soothe them and hold their hand and just say, you know, we're going to make it real easy for you.
Right.
Because we've done it 15,000 times before.
It's true. And I can help.
So what, I mean, that's a jitter. What are a couple other jitters like?
Well,
you know,
we didn't
answering
even get,
the phone.
Well, yeah. And can I give my follow-up to how to get past it?
Yeah.
Answer the phone.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're all there. You just have to remind yourself we were all there once. You just have to answer the phone and then, you know.
So you shouldn't stare at your phone screen and go, I've never heard this area code before. I wonder if it's my bill collector. My dad's in a different state.
People do this, though, Stephen.
I do that. That's why I'm bringing it up. I stare at my phone and go, I don't think I should answer this.
I know you do that. Answer the phone. how about this? If you want to buy anything or you want to sell something, you might need to answer the phone. How's that?
You're so consistent about that. I think it's great.
Well, you know
the most complicated problems are sometimes just solved by super simple stuff.
I think a lot of problems. you're hitting the nail on the head. Thank you. Sometimes, you know what? Maybe that's the whole gist of this. Maybe that should be the gist of the podcast, which is the bottom line is don't make it more difficult than it needs to be. Yeah. Answer the phone. You know, and you could even say things like, what can you tell me about the property? Make it an open-ended question and let them tell you everything. And then as you're talking, they're going to go, oh, yeah, okay. Now I know the size. Now I know this. Now I know that. They're going to help you through the conversation. And another thing, think of them like a family member. Think of them like, you know, don't think of them like they're the president of a company or something big that might be intimidating. Whatever's intimidating to you, don't think of them like that. Just think of them as another person on the end of the phone, and they want to sell something and I want to buy it. It's as easy as that. And then hopefully the jitters will go away.
I mean, here's the truth about the real estate deals that we do week in and week out, and all of our members do. They are the most simple type of real estate transaction that there ever was. A person, and I'll line it up very briefly against a regular buying a house, let's say, which most people are familiar with. So we find a willing buyer, seller, and we are obviously a willing buyer at the right price. We get together on a price. We agree on it. We hire a notary. We send a bunch of documents to a notary. We hire a notary all over the internet. The notary goes to their door, knocks on the door, hands them a cashier's check. They sign over the documents, the deed and stuff, and the notary sends us back the stuff.
Oh, but you make it sound so easy.
It is that easy. So what can go wrong? What can go wrong? I mean, that's why I wanted to have the show, because there's so many, and it's as simple as that. So line that up against a house, buying a house.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lender involved. There's an appraiser involved. There's an inspector involved. There's an escrow agent. There's two real estate agents. If you're lucky, there's only two real estates, one on your side, one on the other side. And they make you sign a thing that says you don't necessarily represent you. And there's an inch thick of documents you have to sign, including the loan and mortgage. And then you got to call an insurance company and on and on.
So company. And so it all sounds like they all want to squash the deal.
And I don't
say want more stuff.
Yeah. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. Buying a piece of property the way that we do it is easier than titling your car at the motor vehicles department in your state.
Yep.
You don't have to wait in line. You can do it right from your desk. There's nobody to call except an escrow agent and the person that you've made friends with who's a seller. Mm-hmm. All right. So
exactly. That
being said, I still even have a few jitters.
I have something funny about this, though. I was thinking too. I remember when I first started this, getting comfortable talking with people. And then when people would call me with like 40 acres or bigger acre properties, I remember that was a little bit, it could be intimidating. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, hi, I'm calling. I have 256 acres and blah, blah, blah. All right.
And I don't want it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. And I'm ready to hand it to you.
Isn't that ironic? Larger acreage property for us is not as profitable for like 5 to 10 to 12 acre properties.
In the 40s.
Yeah. Or tiny little properties that are on the lake or something.
Right. It is kind of funny.
I didn't seek that out. I just ended up being the way it is.
It's true. Well, not just the phone call part of it, but what you're saying, what you just talked about is the whole transferring the property. Okay. Now I've got a deal. Now you're talking about jitters to completing the transaction.
Yeah.
Got it.
I was, this is one of my initial jitters. Go ahead. The
really?
Actual paperwork piece of this. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
This is in the 90s, but yeah, I'm over it now.
Can I ask you a question?
It scares me a little bit even now, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
I'm completely joking.
Way back when. You were sitting at your coffee table with your checkbook and the job that you, didn't love, we all know.
Before Google.
If you've not read the ebook.
Couldn't get the answers to anything.
Right?
Before Google, really.
Right. Okay. So you found this property on eBay. This was just, this is when you were just kind of, this was just thinking, could I make a business out of this? No matter what, I want to buy this property. So was it scary for you buying the property?
You know, I was not concerned about writing that check. I was not concerned about doubling my money. So the economics piece of it, no, that was, that is, has never been and never is not now a jitter for me. I think some people are concerned about writing a $5,000 check, wondering if they're going to get 10.
Is it because you did your homework?
I'm glad you're bringing this up. You know, I think it's partially homework.
Okay.
And I think partially just maybe just a personality type.
Okay. Cause let me back up if I may. For example, let me take it to, it's not a property. What if it's a classic car? Let's just say
that would concern me.
Okay, maybe a classic car's not the best example. Okay,
maybe a Rolex watch or something. Let you ask the question before I answer it.
Okay, thank you. My thing is it so scary when if you do your homework, say you know it's. I'll go back to the classic car. Say you're an expert. No, you're not an expert. You want to be an expert on classic cars, and there's multiple ways out there to value cars, and you can go to 18,000 websites, I'm sure, and from eBay to professional sites, I'm sure they, I don't watch this, but I'm sure they exist about classic cars. And you know that bare minimum in this condition, this car is worth $50,000. I don't know what it is. And it's a little old lady found it in her garage and she's selling it for $10,000 and she's your next door neighbor. She's going to move. Who knows what's going on?
That's a great question.
She's your next door neighbor. This car, her husband had this car. It's in cherry condition. She just wants to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. She's going to give it to you for $10,000.
Right.
Would you be scary? Would you be scared?
If all the research that I said, well, I would do research just like you suggested, and you said rock bottom. So rock bottom, if everything goes wrong, this car is worth $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would do. Because this is very similar to a land deal that we do.
That's what I'm thinking. I just thought of this, by the way.
Let's leave the lady next door out of it. But let's say somebody calls me and says I have a, whatever, 65 Stingray, and it's worth $50,000 rock bottom, and I'll sell it to you for 10.
They don't even know it's worth that, by the way. That's the thing, too.
What I would do, and this is what we do with the land, if it's rock bottom worth 50, I would buy it for 10 and sell it for 25. And I would do that like with it all within 3 days.
Okay.
Which is exactly what we do with this land.
Right. So here's my question. Is it scary?
That's not scary. Those numbers are not scary.
That just proved my point.
But that's what we teach at Land Academy.
That just proved my point.
So what would be scary is buying it for $50,000 and trying to sell it for $60,000, buying it for $40,000 and trying to sell it for $50,000.
Because it's this certain color scheme or it's something unique that you think is worth more, but it's not.
Yeah. Joe, this is a great way to come up to in a roundabout way, describe our business model. We're buying it so cheap because it's so unwanted and we're doubling our money. And even then, it's not close to the lowest priced comparable value.
So what's to be jittery about?
And that was the first deal I bought was either 40 or 80 acres. I can't remember. It's in the ebook and in the program. I think it was 40. It doesn't matter. I know I doubled, more than doubled my money on eBay. I bought it on eBay and sold it on eBay. I spent the rest of my life, including today, trying to find properties we can do that with, which we've mastered through direct mail. So
exactly.
Yeah. Okay, back to this little old lady. So this is if this is a real deal.
Right.
Rock bottom price, $50,000 for a car.
Uh-huh.
She's husband died or whatever.
She doesn't even care.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the money.
So I would go to this lady and say, little old lady, you're the most wonderful next door neighbor I could ever hope to have. What I want to do is I'm going to sell this car. I'm not going to sell it overnight for $20,000 like I would if I just paid you $10,000. I'm going to take this thing. I'm going to option it. We're going to take 6 months together and we're really going to make a ton of money. And I'm going to make the $10,000 that I would make anyway if I sold it for $10,000, and you can have all the rest.
Did this just turn into a charity event? That's really not right.
I like little old lady. What's her name?
This is called Want to Live Next Door to Steven.
What's the lady's name and what does she look like? Tell
her
us, Jill.
Her name is Betty.
How tall is she?
She's very small.
Does she have like slick back hair like some old ladies, or does she have a wig or what?
No, she's very small and very petite. She's just very nice, and she always brings you cookies at Christmas time.
I'm not going to take a dollar from her. Not a dollar.
Okay, wait. This is not at all about what we're talking about. Now it's what do you think she looks like?
I don't know. I think that painted a good picture.
Did I? That's hilarious. So I guess the point is we've all been there.
What I see.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kidding a lot here. What I see from Success Plant and our members is that once they get over whatever jitter they have, they get that first deal done where they buy it, they sell it. Like, well, do we have a member that his wife wasn't convinced? And so to convince her, he bought a piece of property and he sold it really fast and made like $600 or $700 on it.
Just a quick
just to get her on board. And then she did. And then it was like, now they're going to the moon with it.
Totally.
So that's what I see over and over again is people in Success Plan and Atlanta Academy buying a property, doubling their money. And then just saying, this is it. That's it. What was I worried about? And then killing it.
Bingo. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about your example. It's hard not to get greedy. You have to be really careful, I think, sometimes. You don't think so?
I think that, no, I chicken my head because absolutely yes. I talk about this. I wrote a blog about this topic, about keeping a bottle of Maalox on my desk.
Oh.
Because when you buy a 40-acre property, Jill and I are buying two of them right now. When you buy two 40-acre properties for a total cost of approximately, this is all after fees and escrow and everything. We're choosing to go through escrow on this. We usually don't. For $4,000 and you're gonna immediately list it or sell it to your A-list people like we talk about for $8,000 to $9,000. When you know, if you sat around and waited for, I don't know, 3 weeks, that you could sell it for 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, you better take some Maalox. But that's our business model. And we're
why do you need Maalox? That's a great thing.
Doubling your money because you know it's worth more. It's the same thing that you're saying. It's like, oh, I know I could maybe I should wait. But I don't our business model is you know there's a next deal coming in.
Right.
Because you got your mailer, your direct mail campaign locked down.
Right.
Like a pro like us.
Right. It takes a little time to get used to that too, by the way.
There's a couple people that we communicate, some of the ones that are rising to the top in Success Plant.
Right.
They're still getting over that. They're still saying, oh, I sold this one, or I bought this one for too much and sold it for too little. Now I bought this one for an incredible price and I sold it for even more. Maybe I should wait and sell it. And that's the
get greedy part.
Yeah.
That's what I see too. That's it. Like, and don't worry. There's another one just like that around the corner. That's the thing too. You can't get bogged down in the one. Like, now I'm going to do that.
So what about, I mean, what's another jitter that you had? Think back to, remember, Jill joined us part-time. She kept her day job.
I did.
She joined us at 6 p.m.
It's hilarious. On the weekends.
Yeah. And she overnight.
And then it became lunch breaks. It was hilarious. Yeah. Then it became two computers together. It was so darn funny.
I should have taken pictures of that.
I should have. I whipped around. I'd have my chair one way and I'd turn my chair around for the other side. One setup, one in front, one behind me. I could whip my chair around and work on this other stuff in between. Oh, it's so good.
That was an overnight success with you.
That was so good.
Some people are just born to do stuff, and I think you're that for this.
I'll tell you what I'm not born to do, that's sing.
Oh, my God. Please sing something for us right now. Sing us a Christmas carol.
No. Thank you.
Join us in the next episode when Jill sings a Christmas carol.
No. Not going to happen.
Right.
I will save everyone from that.
Next time you and I bet on anything, it's not going to be for money.
You know what's funny?
Christmas Carol on the podcast.
Dude, you don't remember this? I lost a bet one time. You know what? You were not there. My friends Heidi and Marla and I had a football bet. Actually, it was Heidi and I had a football bet. And my team lost. And I had to sing a song in public. And I did it. I took a few drinks. I had to do some liquid courage.
I saw the video of this.
Yes, thank you. Before it was deleted, it's gone for good. So, yes.
No, it's not. I'm going to get that video.
No, you're not. Anyway, Marla was a commissioner. We had this whole thing. And she had to make sure the bet was fulfilled. And yes, I had to. And I actually just stood up on a chair and belted it out. I had enough liquid courage. I did that. And I'll never do that again. So anyway, sorry. That was a little side story.
That side story reminds me of a compliment we recently got. The compliment is, in between all their banter, there's actually some good information.
P.S. Don't ask Jill to sing.
So seriously, during that two computer time, what were your jitters, if any? We should ask the people, the interns we have and the people that are working for us. these questions? Because I bet they have or had stuff they were concerned about.
Yeah, you know, I have a good jitter. One of my jitters was talking to the county in the beginning because I looked to the county officials, if you will, or the employees, the staff, as the experts. And I was, when I called and I, you know, I worried that I didn't want to sound like I didn't know what I was talking about. So that was one of my jitters. And now I've got to know that, you know, we're all on the same team. We're all working together. And it really is how you talk to the employees. It is okay to call up and go, oh my goodness, this is my first deal.
Yeah.
Please bear with me. I could use a little guide. I'm about to send in this deed. I have a cover letter. I have the deed. I have my affidavit of property value. I have a check for the recording fees of $17, whatever it is. Am I on the right path? Am I missing anything? And they are so nice. Yeah. Just if you say it like that, like, gosh, right. I just could use your help. And they're like, oh gosh, yes. Okay. You have that. No, you're good to go. Mail it in.
Yep. Boy, so. If you go in with I literally just wrote, we're going to do a show on this topic okay. because that was a big jitter of mine too. Now that I'm thinking about it. And, if you go in guns a-blazing with any, you know, there's the assessor, the treasurer, and the recorder in general. There's a few other departments before you get into it. But man, if you go in guns a-blazing in there, they will shut you down. They will stop your transaction.
You can go to the bottom of the pile.
That's what exactly
you're
going to
be on their bad list. And anytime you send some in, you're on the bottom of the pile.
Now it's 6 months to get something recorded instead of 3 days.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I always say to this day when I call a county? In fact, I just got an email right before we started the show from a county where I know they have a huge back tax list and over the counter list, but it's never published. And I know this woman. So what I said to her is, look, we're not novices. We've done a lot of, we purchased a lot of property from you and we love taking it off your tax rolls. So why don't you send over the list? Mm-hmm. And she just did. She just sent it to me. So cool. It seems to me to help to say we're kind of in the business. We're not just calling to talk for a half hour about the definition of real estate. We actually do have a real specific question, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? One of the things that I did wrong in the beginning, and it was, you may or may not know this, but I would constantly call the wrong place.
Like which department?
Like I'd call the recorder. You need the treasurer. And you know, I just knew that every time I called, I'm like, I'm sorry. And
I think we've always all done that.
It took me forever to get it in my head straight. What does the assessor do? What does a treasurer do? What is a recorder? It was kind of funny in the beginning. I would get them all goofed up. And sometimes I would just look at the numbers and I'd call the wrong one. And they were just, they've always like, hang on, let me transfer you. And I'm like, oops, thank you. And it's just, it's comical. And then you get it. And they don't, you know, they don't really care.
Yeah. I just added that to we'll do a podcast on the different
departments
in it. And what their functions are.
That's great.
How to get what you want from them.
Yes.
You know, how to talk to them.
How about my call yesterday? There's another one that I don't know if you ever heard me talking to one recorder yesterday.
Well, it's in the package. There's direct calls from you where we talk to the recorder, the assessor, and the treasurer.
Because it's valuable.
Right.
Really valuable stuff to know how to talk to them and make friends with them. And once they're your friends, then you're on the top of the list like we are.
When you do a big acquisition in one county, and we do them all the time over the years, I've done tons and tons of them. One of the first things that I do, and we teach this to our members, is to contact the recorder. Even send them flowers or candy or cookies and stuff really every Friday for the first few months because they're going to start seeing your deeds come in and they want to know that the person that if there's a problem that there's another human person on the other end and that they're workable and then
they'll call
reachable
you.
And yeah,
they will be really nice and call
and they
you.
Will say, man, this is the greatest thing ever. You just made my life fantastic. If you're going to buy 40 or 400 or even 1,000 properties like we have in one county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of work for these people. You want to be on their good side and treat them with respect.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree. I'm glad that we're going to do a show on that because I think that would be great.
Join us in the next episode when Jill and I talk about the different easy ways to use our cash flow from land program to buy, let's say, your dream lot. Maybe you don't want to start a real estate business. Maybe you just want to buy one property. Maybe you're a prepper. You want to live off the grid, just buy one property for less than one-tenth of its value. join us. Hey, again, I think that went really well. I think we communicated what our jitters were and kind of talked about in a concise way what your jitters were and my jitters.
It's funny, until you sit and really think about it, I had to go back and remember what was kind of scary, because it's been so long and I'm past it all now. You know, you kind of forget.
Right.
And it's fun. It's good to be reminded of that, and you can help others get through some of their little hiccups. And
hey, you know what we didn't mention is, the free property that we give away.
That's true.
With most of our programs. And so to get over that paperwork piece, you just deed it to your aunt or deed it to your son or deed it to your wife.
Yep. Yeah, that's one good thing. And I've talked to a lot of our members about that, and they have said, boy, I really like that. When I bought your program, I was one of the specials where I got a free property because you sent me the deed ready to go with recording instructions so I could really get my feet wet, like you just talked about, and I know how to record it. And I remind them, yeah, now copy that letter. Use it for your people.
Yeah,
now
so you have you a sell great it to template. A real buyer.
Yeah.
Not your spouse.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yep. You have just the deed. Name. You have everything you need to show you how to do it when you go to convey it when you sell it. And how easy is that?
Right.
Yes, I've heard great things. They do appreciate that, not to mention the free property.
You know what the thing about you is, Jill, I honestly don't think you had any real jitters, because for some reason, and there's not a lot of people have this talent, I think you just walk around the planet saying, you know, whatever it is, whatever comes my way, I'll handle it. I'll just be the super nice girl. And if they got a problem with it, they had a problem with it. I think all joking aside.
You're 100% correct.
Most people are not like that. I'm not like that.
You know? Thank you.
So I think it's great to go into that with that attitude. Like, right. Yeah, whatever it is, we'll deal with it.
Mm-hmm. That's – you just described it perfectly. I have nothing to say. I don't want – yeah. That's – yeah. Sure, there's butterflies, like even my acting stuff I've been doing with. Even I had a few little butterflies in the very beginning. But then I flipped that switch and reminded myself, like, yeah, you know what? Like you just said, whatever it is, I'm going to get through it, figure it out, and – what's to be nervous about?
So. You're awesome, Jill.
Thank you.
Let's go buy some property.
Deal.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.